BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Here is your Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On Where Do You Think They Were? 27-year-old David finds out the facts from his dad, Ed, of where he was conceived.
Now, we've got to be real about this. This is one of our favourite things that we do. But the well is drying up, yeah. We think. So we need you listening right now. If you think you can do it, apply.
Please apply to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Listen to the example of David and Ed on this podcast. And then once you've heard it, be like, yeah, I can do that. And send me an email. I pleaded with people on the show today.
I think it was worth doing.
I didn't get one.
No, it's
not one email.
But it's so funny. And like, we need your help on this one.
This feature will die without you. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Also, our listener Sam, who can't find love, we get some girls on the line who are all prepared to pretend to be his girlfriend to get his nan off his back, which then turns into an astonishing situation where Chris is playing the part of Sam's nan, Patricia. Scott Mills. Hello, Chris.
Hello, mate.
Welcome back. Have you been with your sports friends?
I was with some sports friends,
sports,
yeah.
Sports friends.
Oi, it's nice to be back.
Missed you.
Miss you.
Scott Mills.
You missed quite a lot yesterday.
Yeah, what was on?
Well, in one of our slightly more left-field ideas, we had someone playing the part of you on Bangers.
Okay. Yes, I heard something about this.
Yeah.
We had an actress.
An actress was on, yeah. It's Bangers time, and we have an actress playing the part of Chris today, as he's not here. We've scripted this, and it's accurate, so you'll hardly tell the difference. All right, Chris?
Hello.
What are you up to this weekend?
Just a couple of beers. Probably going to watch the Watford v West Ham match on Sunday.
Yeah, because you're a big Watford supporter, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's quite weird, wasn't it? But
I like this. No, we should do this in future. It's good.
Well, you don't want it to be too good, though, do you?
No, it's fine.
All right.
She sounds like what I would like to sound like.
Right, yeah.
So that's all good.
Then on Newsbeat... They were extreme news beating yesterday and going out on the street and asking people this.
Dan, I'd like to ask you, how many times have you had sex in the last month?
Oh, God, that's depressing.
That was on the news yesterday. You missed that. And then someone was really bored over the bank holiday, so they made a compilation of Dion Dublin and put it on the internet. It goes like this.
There's your stairs, straight in front of you going to the bedroom. Stairs. Just there, going up to the bedrooms. Got your stairs going up to the bedrooms. There are your stairs going up to the bedrooms. Got the stairs going up to the bedrooms. Got your stairs going up to your bedrooms. Further down the hallway, stairs up to the bedrooms. Stairs are over there going up to the bedrooms. And we have the stairs straight in front of us going up to the bedrooms. A bit further down the hallway, we've got the stairs going up to the bedrooms.
I enjoy it that people get so bored on a bank holiday, they just do that.
Yeah, it's good though.
It must take some time. And the football last night?
Oh, football last couple of nights, Scott. We haven't been able to chat about it, but how amazing was that if you're a Tottenham fan last night? Wow.
Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hello. It's James. I've just been at the football.
You've been at the football? What one?
The Spurs-Ajax one, the one last night.
Oh, quality. Amazing. You must be buzzing.
We're quite happy, but we left.
You left when?
At half time.
Why would you do that?
To be honest, I thought it was over. I thought not over as in the game's over. I thought it was full time.
I think what might have happened, tell me if you agree, is that you maybe got a bit excited before the game and and you've overcranked.
We may have been getting excited since about 1 o'clock.
Okay, yeah. And where were you getting excited?
We were getting excited in Dam Square and...
In Amsterdam, yeah.
So what you've done is you've gone all the way there to witness, one of the greatest comebacks I've ever seen. And you've left the stadium at half-time because you thought it was full-time. You must be realising what a mare you've had.
Yeah, well, I realised I'd had a mare when I got a call at half-time by my mate saying, it's still going on. the game's still going.
What
and
did
we're
you say?
At the platform. Well, I mean, at that point, it kind of... clock that at the station there were no other Spurs fans there or fans of any nature.
And where were you getting the train to?
We went back to the hotel.
So just to be clear here, James, went all the way to Amsterdam with some tickets for the Spurs game.
Yep.
Got really excited in some bars and then left at half time because you thought it was full time and it was over.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to enough football games to know that they last 90 minutes.
Yeah.
But time seemed a bit wavy, to be honest, and we thought it was full time.
Well, well done.
Thank you.
I would say that you've had the biggest mare going, but then they won, didn't they? So it's, yeah, not sure how to feel.
We missed the first couple as well because we were late turning up.
Oh, God.
So we must be the only people who went and saw a 1-0 Ajax win.
You're a rubbish football fan.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
We have another beautiful story of where someone was conceived at 1:40 on Where Do You Think They Were? We've had the lot on this now. Taxis, cars.
Bridges. All sorts.
Orchestra pits.
I think there's enough that we've got now that we could start up some kind of book. Do you know what I mean? Like a collection of stories.
I know you obviously don't want to think about it because it's your mum and dad and that, but I do enjoy it actually personally when the parents get a bit inventive with the place that they do it.
I like it when they get really excited about telling all the details.
Yeah. Our listener David is going to find out the truth about what happened 27 and a bit years ago.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, they're on in Middlesbrough at Radio 1's Big Weekend, not long now. Pell Waves, there's a honey. What? It's time for another Where Do You Think They Were? Another listener's going to find out the beautiful story of when their parents made love.
We get a lot of messages from people saying, well, why don't you guys do it? You keep asking other people to do it. Why not us? We do enough, I think. This is the one thing that actually we would just want to sit back and enjoy other people's stories.
Listen, loves, we'd put our life on the air every day for you, you know?
Yeah. Leave our mums out of it.
Yeah. But feel free to get in touch if you fancy taking one for the team and being on Where Do You Think They Were? It's a brave thing to do, but it's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. And what I love is when we get to meet the person who's on, they're always a little bit nervous, but I have so much respect for them. In my eyes, they become show heroes, the kind of people that we should update the show Wikipedia with.
Yeah. Come on, step up, be a hero. Where do you think they were? Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Today's contestant is David.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, as you said, nervous, but I like the idea of being like a hero, so now I'm ready.
So who are we going to speak to today to get the story?
So we're talking to my dad.
All right.
Yeah, that's worrying, actually. Okay. Now I'm thinking about it.
Would you say you're quite like your dad?
I would, actually, yeah. I don't like to admit that, but a lot of other people tell me that, so... Right.
In what way, though?
I think that we both think we're funny, but we're not.
Okay.
I'm good looking. He thinks he is.
Hey, banter.
That's good. I like a dad that thinks he's good looking. Yeah. Nice. Your dad thinks he's good looking, Scott. Doesn't he? Yeah, come on. He is good looking, to be fair. He's a sort of suave gentleman. Who's better looking, you or your dad?
Probably my dad.
Yeah.
I'd have to agree. Got it.
You shouldn't say that.
I know. Yeah, that's weird.
That is weird. You just made me
say that my dad's good looking. That's not okay. That's not okay. Anyway, let's speak to good-looking Ed. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Dad. You're okay?
I'm well, thank you.
All right, so we're about to delve deep into the story of where David was made and when.
Oh, God, that's a good one.
Well, we know it was 27 and a bit years ago, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Wow, I'm glad you know my age.
Yeah. Oh, I've done all my research. All right, you two, wait there. We'll get the story next.
Scott Mills.
David's here.
Hey.
And his dad, Ed. Hello.
Hi there.
Okay, Chris, it's that time again.
I'm very excited for this one. He sounds confident. Mm-hmm. I like it.
All right.
Ready for the sexy music?
Yep. I would like to say, Ed, please don't rush the story. Take your time. Walk us through it, okay?
Yep, no problem.
Okay. Imagine you're telling me like a bedtime story, that kind of vibe. Once again, okay. That was weird.
Yeah, all right. And we'll ask lots of questions.
Okay, here's the sexy music. Okay, Ed, over to you.
Oh.
Sorry, David.
If I remember rightly, I was a bit excited that day, so...
David.
I was in the French Fire Service.
Oh. Okay, so we're currently finding this story in France.
Oh, I think we need to change up the music for this.
Yep, definitely.
Now, the French Fire Service, am I right in thinking they're called the Pompiers?
Sapeurs-Pompiers, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, all right. So were you sort of quite a young Pompier?
Well, I'm always young, but yes, I was young at that time.
What I'm imagining now from you, Ed, is like one of them firemen in them topless calendars. So yeah. are you pretty ripped?
Definitely ripped up. Oh yeah, still am.
Okay,
nice.
Okay, so take us, Ed, to the day in question.
The day in question. Well, can't forget it. I had to pass an exam to ride out on the ambulances because the French Fire Service is combined. It does ambulance and fire. Mm.
So you wanted to celebrate?
Definitely. So.
Ed, do you get instant results from this exam? So you do the exam and then they tell you straight away?
Oh, yes, yeah. You know that day whether you passed or not, and the following day you start riding out, so...
Never heard that before with the emergency services. Have you, okay. Scott?
No.
Riding out.
But I enjoy it, and in the context of this story is great. All right, so let's find out where you ride it out.
Well, having passed the exam and got the results and everything, my first thing was a quick call to the wife, mm-hmm. let her know how I got on, and she said she would pop round the fire station.
Oh, David, are you okay?
That'll do.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay, right, I think we all need to break here. Let's go back with David and Ed after Mark Ronson.
Scott Mills.
Late Night Feelings, Mark Ronson, Nikki Lee on Radio 1. I'm enjoying the quite sexy songs around Where Do You Think They Were today. Sweet Lovin' by Seagal is next. Okay, so, Ed, back to the story. So you had passed your exams and your wife comes to the fire station.
She did, yeah, and obviously it was all sort of, I've done this and I've done that, and I'm really pleased with myself. The excitement was there.
Did you look pleased with yourself?
I definitely did look pleased with myself, but I was even more pleased at the end of the day.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're about to find out where L'Amour happened.
Yeah,
L'Amour. Oh, definitely.
Did she, out of interest, did she regularly visit the fire station? And is that allowed?
It is allowed, yeah. Family often pop in.
But are they allowed to do everything that you can do in a fire station? Did she slide down the pole?
Oh,
well,
Chris.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, no, right.
I'd do the same.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, I would if it was there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, fine. So you're both in the fire station, or where are we heading now?
Well, as I say, it's combined service, fire and ambulance, and we've got two ambulances on the station. And, I sort of climbed in the back of the second one, and we started chatting and closed the doors and things happened.
Oh, we've got an ambulance, baby.
In the back of an ambulance.
David.
Oh, God.
You okay?
No. Oh, God.
Were you wearing the fireman's outfit or the ambulance outfit?
Well, it's the same in France. It's a sort of two-piece suit, trousers and tunic, and then you just whip on the old fire jacket if you're going out on a fire call.
Did you have a hat on?
No hat on at the time.
Clearly not.
No, oh, obviously not. Sorry, I wasn't thinking.
I don't ever want to get in an ambulance.
No. Well, let's hope you don't have to.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, we were there in the back of the ambulance and I could hear this music. It was Colour Me Bad. I Want to Sex You Up.
Oh, David.
No. No.
Right.
No.
Okay, they were gross songs around this time, weren't they?
Really gross.
You don't really hear many like this anymore. The nearest you get is Bruno Mars, occasionally, but he's been quiet for a while. I assume him and Julio were just having a quiet time in the cottage or wherever they are.
All the back of an ambulance.
Horrible. Okay, David, we're done here, okay?
Yeah, good.
How you feeling?
I don't know. I'm not great.
Yeah. Maybe I need to go and like process it and you'll be all good, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I'm quite shocked.
Well, it has to happen somewhere.
Yeah, you French ambulance baby.
Yeah.
Actually, you make it sound kind of sexy now.
Okay. Do you want to be on Where Do You Think They Were? Then email me, and I'd like to get your instant reaction to today's story, please. In the back of an ambulance. How's that made you feel? 81199.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Do you remember earlier in the week we had a guy called Sam on? Really, really wants to find a girlfriend, but then kept on about mums.
Oh, he loves mums.
All the time. Loves mums. We may have some progress on the dating front. Some girls that got in touch with us, we'll speak to them after three. It's Tame Impala now.
Scott Mills.
Years and Years and Desire on BBC Radio 1. This might be my new favourite music.
Yeah, let's defo use it more often.
Yeah.
Story's got me thinking, though, about the whether the guy who was part fireman, part paramedic.
Mm.
Was he paramedic, or is it just that the fire service and the ambulance service, they're combined there, aren't they?
In France, they're
together.
Yeah,
that's right, yeah.
So, on Where Do You Think They Were earlier, David found out from his dad, Ed, who was a French fireman. Well, he was not French, he's British, but was serving as a fireman in France. Found out that it all went down in the back of an ambulance.
Yeah.
With David's mum and dad. And that's when he was made. Back of an ambulance. Sorry, David, if you're listening. Aidan, how did you feel about today's Where Do You Think They Were?
Oh, I found it great. I found it funny.
Would you ever do it, though?
I would, but I don't think my parents would.
Yeah, that's often the problem we come across, you know?
Yeah.
We get people emailing in going, I'll do it. And then we speak to their parents and they're like, never.
Sometimes it's the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah.
Parents have heard this, really want to do it. And yeah, people aren't up for it because of that.
How about that though, Aidan? In a back of an ambulance.
Yeah, it was funny. I thought I was being pulled when you put that on.
But, oh yeah. Oh, actually, when we play a siren, people are like, oh, looking around. Were you driving at the time?
Yeah.
All right, listen, I'm glad you enjoyed it today. A lot of people did, including Jamie the firefighter and Ollie in Newtown, who said it was the best one he's ever heard. More next week, but we need you for Where Do You Think They Were. Email me.
Scott Mills.
That's awkward. So David, who was on Where Do You Think They Were, is listening right now with all his workmates. And they've just texted in to say, hi, we're actually working with David today. Everyone where we just listened to found it hilarious. That's from Stuart. Okay, we need you to step up here. Where Do You Think They Were cannot survive without you. You, the Radio 1 listener, the lovely, generous, giving Radio 1 listener. But it's time to give some more.
Yeah, we're talking about you. Yes, you, listening right now.
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now, we're not here next week. I'm going to Tel Aviv for the Eurovision...
Business or pleasure?
Eurovision Song Contest, so that's business. But we'll be back the week after, and we do need some stories. I just need you and one or both of your parents on the phone, and we will hear the story of exactly when and where you were made. Do you remember when Sam found out exactly where in the cinema it happened?
Off the top of my head, it was Scream 1.
Yep.
Row C.
I love the detail.
34 and 35.
There we are.
And occasionally 36.
And occasionally 36.
Oh, 36 God. Or when Billy's mum found the poem she'd written to Billy's dad, who is a plumber.
I'd like to be a spanner so you can hold me in your hands. I'd like to be a radiator so you can show me all the plans. Of where you're going to screw me, up the wall or on the floor, and where you're going to position me, in the bedroom or the hall.
Oh, wow. And then one listener who found out his mum, Bev, had a special mating call when it was time with her dad.
Whooshy!
What was he saying?
Whooshy!
Whooshy?
What's that?
Do you want to hear how he said it?
Yeah.
Whooshy! Whooshy!
Who's this? Is that Rob? Him? Is that the dad?
Rob in the background?
That is Rob.
Now,
yeah.
What is whooshy? Is this some kind of mating call?
It's a word for something that,
yeah. Okay, yeah, got it. So, those people have already stepped up and they are true heroes of our show. I'd like you to do the same. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'll need your phone number and I'll need one of your parents' phone numbers. So maybe text them and ask them now if they would be up for it. And then email me. Do it now while you remember. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Where are you going on holiday?
Going a bit of, oh, we've not discussed this, have we? It always gets a bit funny.
It's not that place before, is it?
You haven't organised this one.
No,
which
I haven't.
Which stresses you out.
I don't like it.
Just a bit of Spain.
Is it the same place as before?
It's the same place as before.
Why are you going back there?
I like what I like.
You do like what you like, but there was a lot of fires last time.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Then you
I was on the news, actually.
You were on
time,
the news, yeah. It's going back there, everyone.
Scott Mills.
So we had a guy called Sam on the show earlier in the week. Dating is not going well in his life. We could change that, I think. 3:10.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, Erin.
Hello.
What are you doing today?
I'm just driving back from the farm shop to go meet my fiancé.
Okay, and then you're doing something with horses at the weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to Windsor, the horse show.
Okay.
God, you... living the dream. Farm shops, horse shows.
Country life, eh?
God, loving it.
Yeah.
Are you participating in the horse show or are you just going to watch it?
I'm not sure. I got asked this morning. I think I'm going to groom and look after the horses while she's in other classes.
Okay.
That's wicked. Now, is this the one that the Queen goes to and, like, buzzes over
she
the horses?
Loves it.
She's so happy.
Yeah.
I know. I've just been to buy a new coat. That's why. So I don't look a mess.
What, from the farm shop?
Yeah, it's got clothes and everything.
Wow. Oh. You can't look scruffy for the Queen, can you?
No.
What's that clip of the Queen where she looks so happy? And is she going horses? Or
no, it's cows.
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 She sees cows. And you can see her mouth.
Cows.
Yeah, you can't actually hear it. Some other people did an impression and put it over the top of the video, but you can just see her get really excited about the cows. She points and you can just see her mouth. Cows!
Oh, I love her majesty.
I love it. It's wicked.
Okay, so we've got two options for you here. One chosen by me, it's a banger, but then Chris thinks the same. It's up to you, Erin. This is mine.
Okay.
This is Romeo by Basement Jacks.
Tune. Mm. That is a banger, to be fair.
I'm hearing no noise.
I like that.
No noise from... Oh, you like it? Okay, cool.
All right, Erin, you can have that, or you can have my banger today, which is this.
Yes!
This is Cascada, Every Time We Touch. Now, as a special treat, not just because it's the horse show this weekend, it's got actually nothing to do with it, but what I thought I could offer you here is this version of it, or I can offer you the version that if you were getting off with someone on Love Island, you'd be hearing, and it's like a candlelight version. It's totally up to you. Obviously, this only counts if you go with my banger anyway, but if you fancy it, you can pick which version you want.
I love that there's two options.
Yeah, we do this more.
She doesn't like me.
No.
No, Cascada.
Oh. But you're... Yeah, sorry. You're
right. Not you, Erin.
Chris's first one.
You like Chris's first one?
Okay. Yeah,
right.
Sorry.
Okay, I was going to tell my story, but I've been interrupted.
No, tell your story. Why doesn't Cascada... Why didn't she like you?
Because she entered Eurovision Song Contest once for Germany. And she's half German. And it was a big moment and she was going to be on the TV with me. And I missed the whole interview because I was stuck in a lift.
Oh, that's such a rubbish excuse.
No, you I did. I was genuinely stuck in a lift.
No, you weren't. And I know you. You're always texting me saying, don't worry, mate, just play one more song because I'm in the lift.
We missed our slot. Anyway, what version do you want? I think you chose Chris.
Yeah, Chris, the first version.
Good choice. You'll hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dream.
Every year around Ramadan, we get asked all the same boring, predictable stuff.
Can you listen to music?
You do brush your teeth, don't you?
What? No Game of Thrones?
Apparently, some people cover up their TVs.
Whether you're fasting or not, here at Asian Network, we've decided to bust all the myths and taboos around getting through the holy month with our essential guide to Ramadan. Join me, Yasser, as we'll talk about everything from gymming on an empty stomach to even scheduling your bedroom action. We'll hear how you're doing it. Get the lowdown right here. Asian Networks, for fast's sake. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app. Can't you feel?
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I had a lovely time too.
I had a lovely time.
And I really enjoyed that. Lots of people did as well. Anna in Chester sounds amazing in the stockroom at work. Annie loves this song, says it's a great choice. And loads
David.
More. Dave as well.
But it does sound like a polyphonic ringtone. It really does.
It does.
Yeah. Okay, tune of the week, straight in with Bastille.
Scott Mills.
You know, it's tradition that every time Bastille release a new big hit, we make Dan from Bastille listen to a version on a ukulele.
That's right.
That happened yesterday while you were away.
Oh, good. Yep. Well, okay.
We called up Dan and Layla, who works here.
Yeah.
Well, she did it first in 2014 when she wasn't working here.
She's a huge Bastille fan, isn't
but
she?
She was on Grimmy's show. She called up and played a version of Floors 4 or 5 years ago to Dan. And now Ukulele is back.
That's what we're calling her, is it?
Ukulele, yeah, because she sings and plays the ukulele very well.
Thought I'd never be waking on the kitchen floor, but here I lie, not the first time. Now my morning has broken and it brings the fear. My mind's falling.
That sounds wicked.
And I feel my pulse quickening, 'cause regrets don't change anything. Yeah, I feel my pulse quickening when your name lights up the screen. Oh, joy. When you called me, I was giving up. I was giving in, oh joy. Set my mind free. I was giving up, I was giving in, oh. Why'd you always call when I'm down? How'd you always know when I'm down?
You see, people are saying it won't be long before they whisk her from Radio 1. Some from the music industry will make her a star.
Well, I didn't realise she was that good.
Make her a star.
Did you? That's Layla.
What do you mean?
I didn't realise she was that good. That was really good.
It was really good,
I'm
right?
Surprised.
But why?
Well, no, I thought we were doing something sweet for her, to be honest. Not that, you know, we were launching the career of a new megastar.
Look at the texts. They're going crazy for it. And they did yesterday as well.
Also, it feels like the second reference in half an hour that we've said the similar thing. Totally can imagine it on Love Island.
Massively, yeah. First, Lewis Capaldi.
Not Layla. I
mean, now ukulele.
The music.
Stop talking.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1. This is what it feels like.
Go on, Trevor. Go on, Trev. That was Armin van Buuren and Trevor Guthrie. This is what it feels like.
One.
Scott Mills here. I've got Becky Hill and Vice. I could get used to this coming up and Catfish in the Bottom End. So, earlier in the week, we spoke to a guy called Sam, who really does want a date. But really needs to go over his thing about mums.
Yeah.
And also needs to have some kind of answers for his gran, who's on his back the whole time.
My grandma keeps nagging me. I mean, she's 80 years old. And she keeps nagging me saying, when am I going to bring a girlfriend over? She was like, I've got friends. I was like, yeah, but I'm not going to be interested in an 80-year-old widow. So.
What's your nan's name?
Her name is Patricia.
Yeah, sorry, Patricia. I'm not going to date an 80-year-old widow.
We could potentially get your gran or your nan off your back. If she's hassling you about bringing someone in, we, I'm sure, could find a listener that would be willing to pretend to be your girlfriend.
Or you could just...
Or I could pretend to be your girlfriend.
Or boyfriend.
Or boyfriend, actually. Yeah, maybe that would be a more realistic way to go. It'd be a curveball. Sam, stop feeling the pressure, mate. Love will come to you when you least expect it. Stop
pressuring it. I just want somebody to show some interest.
Aww.
Bless your heart.
If anyone's interested, hook me up.
Yeah, this desperation is really coming across well attractive.
Yeah. Any mums?
I can smell this.
Oh, any mums again?
Stop the mums thing. Yeah, anyway, so we have taken action on this and quite a lot of girls got in touch and they were like, yeah, we'll definitely play the part of Sam's girlfriend on the phone to Patricia, the nan. Like fake girlfriend.
Yeah, it's a good idea this, so we can sort of just test them out a bit, can't we?
Yeah, we're going to road test some of these people and see if they can blag it enough. Next.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Becky Hill, Vice, I love that. I could get used to this on Radio 1. Get that on Love Island.
So good. What a song that is.
Paul says classic Love Island. It is, actually. And that's not far away now. It'll probably be on there. Ellie Goulding's new track is coming up. Hi, Gemma.
Hi, Scott.
Now, you got in touch with us saying that you would happily play the part of Sam's girlfriend on the phone to his nan.
I did.
Yeah. Are you a good blagger?
I'd like to think so.
I think this all comes from the service that I used to provide where I'd be a fake boyfriend for people. I even offered Sam, I said, look, I could pretend to be your boyfriend and speak to your grandma. I'm happy to do that as well. I'll throw my hat in the ring. Mm. But I think for the purposes of this, maybe as a bit of a rehearsal, Gemma, I could pretend to be the gran.
Yeah, good idea. Because obviously you don't know anything about Sam, so you're going to really have to use your blagging skills.
Yeah, because I'm nervous. If we just connect you to the gran right now, you could do with a practice.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, so let's see this as the practice run, okay? And Chris is now playing the part of Sam's nan.
All right.
You're Patricia. Okay. Patricia, that's your name.
I'm Patricia. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
No, I don't think the voice is necessary.
But it is, though, isn't it? Because we're doing a... It's like role play, isn't
it? Okay, all right. Well, do whatever you think.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi, Patricia. It's Gemma.
Who's that?
Sam's girlfriend.
Who?
Sam's
Speak
girlfriend.
Louder.
Sam's girlfriend.
Who?
Stop it.
Your grandson.
Oh, Sam, he's my favourite grandson.
Yeah, he's my favourite boyfriend
too. Who are
too.
You?
I'm his
She's
girlfriend.
Told you.
You the girlfriend, are you?
I am.
Why are you calling me? Are you after my money?
No, I'm not after your money. No, I just wanted to introduce myself.
And who are you?
She's told you.
Gemma, yeah? Gemma.
Yes.
What do you do as a job?
I'm a swimming instructor.
Oh, you must see a... I don't know why I'm going with that.
See a lot of naked men.
Okay. And what do you like about Sam?
I like everything about him. He's just amazing. And he obviously cares about you a lot.
He does. He's my favourite grandchild. And when do you think you'd get engaged?
Whoa. It's not going to be this hard.
No, but
no, I'm hoping not.
We should rehearse all situations.
Yeah. We're doing worst case scenario here, okay?
Okay, okay. Yeah, so I'm going to get him engaged next week. I'm going to ask him to marry me next week.
Okay, how long have you been going out?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. Mm. What's your favourite part of my grandson?
Oh.
He's tall, dark and handsome, which is perfect.
I think you're pretty good, Gemma, actually.
I like you, Gemma.
Here we are.
Thanks, Patricia. You're amazing.
I mean, I'm coming at this from, I'm trying to imagine what his gran would be like, which is quite hard.
I don't think she's going to be quite that harsh.
No, I don't either. So I think you coped with that really well.
She was all right to you. I thought she could have been harsher, actually. Who we got next? Maybe Patricia should be a little harsher.
Okay, we'll do it in a minute.
Scott Mills.
Right, who we got now?
Hello, it's Anushka.
Hello. So Chris is here with me, but he's going to play the part of Sam's nan, okay?
Yeah, it's got you.
All right, so tell me a bit about you, Anushka.
Well, I'm 42. I'm quite tiny. I'm only 5'3". And I don't really know what to say. I love baking. I'm a redhead. I've got green eyes.
Oh, this is perfect. And are you a mum?
Yes, I've got 3 kids, yes.
Oh, this is brilliant. This is perfect.
Sam
said he was... No, Sam said he's all about the mums.
Yeah.
See, you should just skip the girls and go for the mums.
Yeah.
Quote of the day.
Yeah. If Sam's listening to this, he would have perked right up now.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to pretend to be Sam's gran and we're going to have a little chat.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Just to warn you, this might be quite harsh because, I mean, we've just got to look at all the scenarios here, okay?
Sure. That's fine.
This is as bad as it would get, okay?
Go on then.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, hello, is that Patricia?
Yes. Who are you?
Hello, I'm okay, how are you?
I said, who are you? Are you deaf?
Oh. At times.
You're not one of those PIP people, are you, that phone me? You're not trying to sell me something,
not.
Are you?
No, definitely not, definitely not.
Who are you?
I'm Anushka.
Speak up.
My name's Anushka.
How do you spell that?
Oh, it's quite tricky.
It's quite tricky.
Anushka.
A-N.
Nush.
Right. Yes. Anyway, have you got rain there?
Stop talking to me like I'm stupid, Anushka. I know how to spell. Have I got what?
Oh, good. Is it raining there?
Why do you care?
Because I'm a kind person. I like to know that you're warm and dry.
Why are you phoning me?
Because I really would like to speak to you and get to know you.
Why?
Because of your lovely grandson.
What have you done to him?
I haven't done anything. He said you're such an inspirational person to him.
Are you his girlfriend?
Possibly. Right. In time, maybe.
Is that why you're calling me? You after my money?
No.
What do you love about my grandson?
Well, he sounds very down to earth and...
Are you going to keep him satisfied?
How are we going about this, Patricia? In what sense?
You tell me. Are you going to keep him satisfied?
Well, I'm a good cook. Let's go this angle. I'm a good cook.
I worry about you sometimes.
Why?
Like, what goes through your head? Like, what's going on with this? This is weird.
It's hard to think of it from my point of view. I'm in a position where I'm having to pretend to be some guy that I don't really know.
Yeah.
He's grand.
Yes.
Anushka, I think if I would approve if I was Sam.
I bet you Sam will be in touch with us now. Like, yes, Anushka, please. And then we don't have to go through any more process. It's just a done thing.
See, it's done deal.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, who's that? Hello. Hello, Celeste. How can we help?
I love Chris's Patricia, his nan.
I know. It's a good one. We've stumbled upon a really good one here, I think.
Yeah, it's a new character that I think we might have to find something more to do with.
She's a bit scary, to be honest.
I mean, she really does test you, doesn't she?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
I am.
Why are you calling me? Are you after my money?
I like it that every single caller you're like, are you after my money?
You're not one of those PIP people, are you, that phone me? You're not trying
I'm
to sell me something,
not.
Are you?
Is it raining there?
Why do you care?
It's so harsh, I know, Celeste, but you'd like to hear her again, wouldn't you?
Well, my nan's called Patricia.
Your nan's called Patricia?
Yeah.
Is she as scary as it is?
Not as scary, no.
Scott Mills.
Well, I see you for ages now.
That's a point, yeah. Yeah, so we're not together next week.
Nope.
You go off to your Eurovision thing.
With my Eurovision friends.
I'm going on a little holiday.
You're going on holiday. I'll be with Ryland, my
we'll be
Eurovision
back, won't we?
Friend.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Eurovision
yeah.
Greetings, loved ones.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We're off for a week, but don't forget, still before that, we've got tomorrow's Friday Extra podcast as we delve deep into the archives.
Scott.